Hey y'all, I hope you are having a great week and are looking forward to your weekend as much as I am. Oh, today I just wanted to have a little get real story time with y'all. I am about to be going back to school, which the thought of that is rather daunting and annoying all at the same time, because I have been slapped in the face with the reality that I am not Superman and none of us are. So let's just get a little real here and talk a little business and a little future and just a little life in general. So I have had a rather enchanted life, really, if you will. I was able to homeschool. I had that great privilege. I traveled around and worked for different trainers. I rode with a bunch of different trainers. I basically made horses my entire life and now career. And that was going really smooth. It was going great. I had a lot of good horses in my barn as well as a couple different barns. I had babies on the ground and new ones, you know, in the making, and just really had my plan kind of ironed out. And my sister, she moved home, which was great. She had been gone for a while and was going to give the whole farming thing a swing, and we decided to open a store together. It was a butcher shop. It was an expansion of our farm. We also have cattle, and you know, that was going great. We had aged meat. It was kind of a little restaurant deal too, but long story short, that didn't really pan out with the both of us, and it was just me there and a couple other employees, and now one person trying to ride a barn full of horses and run a business. You know, you get stretched a little thin there. And then we get to the whole accident ordeal and where things kind of start to fall apart. Because when you don't really devote 100% of your time to something, you know, you tend to get a little lax with it, get a little sloppy with it. And as we all know, riding is extremely physical. You know, even if you're just a hobby rider and have just a couple horses that you go, you know, play with a couple times a week, you know, you still get sore after you ride. And then, you know, having time off, being surrounded by food, one thing leads to another, you know, muscle tone kind of falls apart. A couple days off riding here, a couple days off riding there, because, you know, you got other things to do. And then, you know, the whole accident thing happened, which he was a great horse. I trained him myself. He is phenomenal. And this was in no way, shape, or form his fault. I will take the total blame for this. But, you know, he's a horse that had a lot of energy. And, you know, which is totally fine for what he does. He's an extremely physical horse. He loves what he does. You know, he's the kind of horse that just enjoys getting ridden every day. You know, I was riding him twice a day just because he had so much energy and he just really thrived under a lot of, you know, interaction with people and a lot of mental stimulation. He just loved his job and loved to learn, and just trying to, having my hands too full with everything, you know, it kind of takes away from riding time. Wasn't able to ride him twice a day like I was. Was skipping days riding because, you know, there just wasn't enough time. And then the day before the accident, I was supposed to have the day off to come ride and then a half day the next day. But it was only me and two other ladies running this store. And one needed a day off, and, you know, that's perfectly fine. I understand life happens for everybody. So, you know, horse was a little hot, getting hotter by the day. And come over here, you know, lunge him, go to the barn the next day, and just freak accident happened. I go to get on, you know, leg up in the air, horse takes off, too far from the ground to go to fall off, too far from the saddle to get on, takes a hard turn, I land on my neck, roll a couple times, and I cannot move, laying in the sand, watching my horse run to the barn. So, this is where the backup plan starts. You know, we all think we can do everything, which is, you know, great, and you always need to think positive and really shoot for the stars. But at one point, you know, we really gotta get a little more realistic with things and what we can actually do. You know, I thought, well, you know, this store is going to be a backup plan, expanding the farm, you know, looking to the future, when really it took me away from something I had been working toward my whole life and ended up really kind of ruining my career for a while. So I was in the hospital for 4 days and had to come home in a shell, and which, if you don't know that, it's like a big plastic nightmare of a thing. And it straps around your chest, and then it goes down one of your legs because of the vertebrae I broke and or crushed. They just needed support, so there comes the leg thing. It broke my T1, my L1, and I had a crushed L5. And luckily, I did not need surgery, but I was held up in that in my bed for a couple months. And then, you know, you have months of physical therapy, and then still, even once you get out, you still have so much work to do to be able to bend again and move. And it is really a blow to the old ego. Let me just tell you, when you have to have people helping you up and out of bed and to the bathroom, you don't want to be there. And we're not going to get into details. But, you know, it gets you thinking, this is, your whole career was built on something physical. It's the only skill I have really worked on developing my whole life. And now I'm laid up with the possibility of never being able to ride again and just mourning that. So even if you're just a weekend rider or have horses for fun and just trail ride, let me tell you, accidents can happen and will happen, and you need to be prepared for them at all times. If you always need to keep your options open and have multiple skills that you've worked on, you know, developing. Say maybe you were in my situation and you had spent your whole life kind of creating a name and trying to be a horse trainer and breeder, and something like this happens and there's the possibility that you can't. What else are you going to do? You know, everyone needs to kind of take a minute to think about that. It's really important. I mean, I never thought of it before this happened. And now I find myself, thankfully, being able to ride again. But I'm going back to school to develop another skill. So if, you know, something happens, you know, I pray it doesn't. But just in case, I have my backup plan that I can do. That's a skill that I have developed. That, you know, if I can't physically do, I can teach. So I think we all need to, you know, take the time to think about that. I had some friends that were actually out on a trail ride. His horse, I don't quite remember all the details of it, but his horse reared up and flipped over on him. And they thought he was going to be paralyzed. He made it out, and he had to wear a big shell for a very long time, and still to this day has given up something that he loved so dearly and has just kind of pushed that out of his life because of his accident. So backup plans are really important, and we all need to think of some. And then I want to talk about some goals here too. I am a big fan of pen to paper. And I know, you know, we can say things, but when we say things, we tend to forget that we've said them. Or, you know, maybe we type them on a phone, you know, in our notes, and, you know, maybe somehow that gets deleted. But I keep a notebook, and I think everyone should, really, even if this is, you know, for your business, for your life, maybe for school, you know, your career, something you want to accomplish, personal goals, fitness goals, you know, household goals. You can really make it anything, you know, self-improvement, emotional, physical health, anything like that. Any goals that you have, write them down. Because once you write them down, you're going to kind of set that little subconscious seed. And everything you do, you're going to kind of subconsciously make the choice to further you to your goal. And I look over them and I read them and I add to them. You know, every few days I make long-term goals and then short-term goals, things I want to accomplish personally, you know, physically and emotionally, and goals about how to be a better person and how to get my career back on track, because it has taken quite the beating, to say the least. And, you know, it really, you kind of have two choices when you're laid up. You can sit there and you can cry and, you know, feel sorry for yourself, which I'm not going to lie, I did that. I did that a lot. I did that about every day for a good 6 months. And then, you know, you can take a minute to look at your situation and see how you can better it. You know, if unfortunately you get in a situation like that, which I hope for everyone that you don't. And then no one takes the time to really kind of suit up for writing, which I feel everyone should do. Do as I say, not as I do. I used to never wear a helmet or any type of padding. Like, you know, Avengers, they have the vest, like the armored vest with all the padding in there. I think those are brilliant. And then they have some that are blow-up vest, and you just strap them to your saddle. And if you take a fall, they blow up like an airbag in a car around your neck and around your back. So if you take a fall, you're a lot less likely to break something, which if you ride, as you all know, it's not a matter of if you fall, it's a matter of when you fall and how bad. If you haven't fallen yet, I hope for you that you don't, but wear a helmet, get padded up for the day that you do. And I just wanted to kind of go over a couple things like that with y'all, and hopefully this podcast has done you some good. It was just kind of a story time and thoughts I needed to get off my chest and put out in the world. So as always, happy trails and ride safe. Please follow me on Instagram. Send me some videos of you riding. I'd be happy to help. But yeah, have a great week, y'all.